SBS Radio.
Grupp ta' atturi Maltin dal-aħħar żaru l-Awstralja skont proġett ta' fondi taħt il-Ministeru tal-Affarijiet Barranin u l-Promozzjoni u l-Kummerċ biex itellgħu il-musical Star of Straight Street. Dan il-musical wasal l-Awstralja wkoll bħala parti mill-attivitajiet tal-Belt Valletta magħżula bħala l-Belt tal-Kultura Ewropea. Star of Straight Street sar fi New South Wales, Victoria u South Australia fejn intlaqa tajjeb ħafna mill-Maltin Awstraljani. Meta kienu f'Melbourne kelli l-opportunità li nitkellem ma' l-atturi u l-kantanti Larissa Bonacci u Polly March li ħadmu l-parti ewlenija u ma' Jeff Thomas li kellu fidejh it-treġija mużikali. Nibda biex nitkellem ma' Larissa Bonacci li tgħidilna fiex titratta l-istorja.
L-ewwel nett nixtieq nirringrazzjak talli ġejt hawnhekk u għas-support kollu li qed tagħtuna. Verat neħdu pjaċir li ġejna l-Awstralja, konna Sydney sadin Melbourne u tassew minn qalbna qed inħossuna jiżna din f'Malta hawnhekk. L-istorja hija biżgħata fuq il-ħajja ta' Christina Ratcliffe. Hija kienet a British entertainer li ġiet Malta u ħanajdu xi fell in love with Malta kif jgħidu bl-Ingliż u baqgħet Malta u hemmhekk intaqgħet ma' Adrian Warburton li kien photo reconnaissance pilot mal-RAF u kellhom din il-love story. Kif ukoll Kristina kellha love story ma' Malta. Għaliex hi vera ħabbet il-Malta anka bdiet taħdem l-Askaris War Rooms u saret plotter, captain of the watch, kellha grupp ta' tfajlit Maltin li kienet għamlitilhom it-training kollu. U mbagħad jiena ninterpreta Kristina in the 1940s u Polly March tinterpreta il-rol ta' Kristina in the 1970s. Meta hi mbagħad kibret u l-istorja developed through there. Issa il-play tibda billi Polly March qed titkellem ma' ġurnalista li aħna ma narax jew ma narawx din il-persuna, però mbagħad xi kif jgħidu bl-Ingliż, she conjures up Kristina from her past. U mbagħad nidħol jiena u għandna din il-play fejn naħdmu ma' xulxin, kif ukoll mbagħad għandna lil Jeffrey Thomas li huwa fuq il-pjanu, kif ukoll għandu partijiet żgħar fil-play fejn jgħid ċertu affarijiet biex paspeċi naraw il-bigger picture tal-istorja flimkien.
Il-żewġ partijiet, Kristina iż-żagħżugħa u Kristina tal-passat għaddejjin fl-istess waqt kważi.
Ekku.
Kif ħassejtek qed taħdem ma' Polly?
Jiena għalija kien unur li naħdem ma' Polly March. Hija attriċi stabilita, hija attriċi professjonali, ilha Malta 10 snin. U tallimt ħafna minant Polly, għajnitni ħafna biex l-accent ikun sew bl-Ingliż, għaliex Kristina kienet Ingliża. Allora meta nitkellem bl-Ingliż irid ukoll accent tajjeb bl-Ingliż u Polly verament tgħinni ħafna. U anke meta ngħid affarijiet kultant ta' fint diffiċli jkollok l-accent perfett, ma dejjem tgħidli u tibqa' tinsisti biex jiena nkun biex nkunu l-istess fuq l-stage, pal speċi it's one seamless character. Allura lija kien unur ħafna. Alla volja edaw, u ma nafx jekk qed tiftehmni, però ħadd pjaċir li qed naħdem magħha.
Bħala karriera inti, naturalment aħna qed nisimgħu bik aktar dal-aħħar f'dil parti li għandek f'dan il-musical. Però għal dak li huwa teatru, għal dak li huwa drama, ħdimt partijiet oħra.
Iva, jiena meta kelli 18 kont mort Los Angeles, training tiegħi kien minn The American Academy of Dramatic Arts, u mbagħad rġajt lura Malta u għamilt ħafna partijiet fuq television bħala Farfalla, Grammy, Ċaqqufa, li naħseb il-semmija jekk insemmilhom dawn it-TV series, hemm ne jgħidu jiena f'mini ta' xara nokli. Jew ta' xara aħmar kienu jgħidulli kif ukoll kont nippreżenta wkoll il-programm l-Ostra, kelli program tiegħi jismu Kukof ukoll ma' Carlos u Larissa, però jiena għalija inħobbu ħafna t-teatru, jiġifieri kon namel 6 to 7 plays f'sena u niprova namel ħafna teatru iva.
Xinti u kolġa jammel familja Bonacci,
Iva, dawk jiġu kuġini. Iva, naħseb the entertainment business is in our blood.
Nitkellem daqxajn sama għal-Polly Marsh, you're an English actress and you've been living in Malta for a while now.
I should say I'm half Maltese. Father was Maltese, but I never lived in Malta. But now I've been living there for nearly 11 years.
Yeah. You had a role. How did you get into that part? Did you have to study the story of Christina?
Oh, yes. Philip Glassborough, who wrote it, based it on research from several books, one by Paul MacDonald. He got the story originally from the lovely book by George Cheney, which is a history of Straight Street. So when this all became a reality, and originally he'd wanted it as a solo show, and I knew it wasn't a solo show, and then we knew that it was two people playing. It's a one-man show with two bodies, you know? We are one person, Larissa and I. So we did our homework together pretty much, because Larissa has the wonderful, exciting, glorious love story. And Larissa as the actress can live that. Polly as the actress is 40 years on, an alcoholic, alone, largely, forgotten. People don't remember that she got the George Medal for her work at Lascaris. And she has now, I think we are in the process of rehabilitating her story, aren't we, Jeff and Larissa? People are remembering her. And whenever we play, people come to us afterwards and they're crying. It's happened just now. Happened again just now. They come, they say, oh, when we heard the voice of Mussolini, my blood ran cold, you know. And a lady out here was telling me about her mother when she was little. They lived in Massa Schlock, and that every night a plane would come in from Italy with the mail. But from the 10th of June 1940, that night it didn't come. But the next night a plane came and dropped bombs on them. Mm-hmm. And she's telling me her mother's story. She's much younger, and she was in tears, you know?
Somebody was telling me that in Malta, after one of your performances, someone approached the team, and this woman said that she knew the actual Christina.
That's right, several. How amazing is that? I don't know if you saw them outside. There's some photos of Christina with a young girl. Did you tell them this?
No, I haven't yet.
Because I don't want to repeat what Larissa said. Yeah. There's a photograph of Christina with a young girl, and the Times of Malta ran a feature on this photo and said, do you think this little girl could still be alive? Mm-hmm. And then they found out that her name was Lisa. Then they started running this Who is Lisa campaign, Do You Know Lisa? And eventually they found Lisa. And she came to one of the shows, and she talked to the audience afterwards, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
And what's like performing to the Maltese in Australia, a place where we saw the musical today? It's not a theater as such, but you managed to create that ambience. The audience got into the characters.
They've certainly been lovely to us after every performance. I think it's fair to say we were frightened. I will say, speaking personally, I was terrified. It's more to do with the fact that they don't know, you haven't had here as an audience, the build-up that an audience in Malta has. They see it on Facebook, they see posts, they know the story of Christina and Adrian. They have programs. We are coming here to people who, quite a lot of them, didn't know this was even a true story. So now, like Joanne today and Denise in Sydney, tell the audience that it was a true story. So I'd say the first 5 minutes in Sydney, I probably aged about 100 years. I was so frightened. And then the warmth of the reception, the connection with the audience, just took that all away and we just all relaxed and enjoyed ourselves. And it's been the same.
And the beauty of the story is that no matter where we are, as long as we have a few props to recreate the set, to give a feeling of where we are, which is Christina's apartment in Vincenti Buildings in Floriana in the 70s, and then on the other side it's the Morning Star in the 40s, and then the story is so powerful by itself, and I hope that we give it justice through our, you know, work as actors and musician with Jeff, that the story is kind of stands alone, and it's just a beautiful story to follow, let's put it that way.
And Jeff is the musical director. Very well done, Jeff. And thank obviously you. With your music you created, you know, that theater ambience. Tell us a little bit about the music. There is original music and there is music that people know.
Exactly. It's a blend of original music, which is written by Philip, and music that people will be familiar with, All the Nice Girls, Love a Sailor, and I'll Be Seeing You, and so on. The genius of Philip shows through in that the music he writes matches perfectly the period. So that sometimes it's difficult to tell which is the original and which is the music from the period. It was a very interesting challenge because this is the second show that Polly and I have both, well, Polly's worked with Philip before and I managed to work one previous show. And knowing Philip, it made our journey with this show that little bit easier because we knew what his intentions were, and certainly what his musical, what colours he wanted from this. Because he lives in England, I was getting little MP3s and little emails with little attachments saying, "How's about this for this tune for this?" Then we'd listen to it, and then I'd put some harmony to it, and I'd be sending it back to him and saying, and he'd either say, "Yes, that's fantastic," or, "Actually, no, I thought of that totally differently." And eventually we came up with a score, which everybody tells us really merges into one style, which I think he's been so successful at giving us music which suits the period so very well.
And you're living in Malta these days.
I am indeed. I moved to Mallorca over 5 years ago, and I've been involved with music pretty much from day one.
And about this musical, it's at a time when Strada Stretta, Straight Street, is becoming very popular as well, isn't it?
It is. It's everything's happened together. I mean, I have to say, one of the successes for me as an outsider looking into Malta, one of the successes for me about having Valletta as the capital of culture is the development that's taken place in Valletta over the last 10 years, but certainly the last 5 years in particular. When I first moved to Malta and I was going to rehearsals in Valletta, 9:30 at night, I could walk from Teatro Manuel to the bus stop and not see anything open. These days, it's alive.
It's
heaving. I mean, our first performances of this were in Straight Street, in the Splendid Hotel. Even at that, coming out of our performances, after two performances, even coming at 10 o'clock or later at night, the place was alive. Valletta is now alive again, and Straight Street is becoming as alive as it was in there, but obviously in a much more genteel and certainly you can take your granny there and take your aunties there.
And in Malta, where are you performing?
Well, to quote one of the songs, all over the place. And we started in Valletta, we've been round, we've been at the Royal Master Golf Club, we've been at Hilltop Gardens, we've been at the MADC club rooms, we've been to the Salesian Theatre, we've already got interest, the Phoenicia Hotel, we've got interest already from to do performances in Mallorca, in Gozo, and we're open to offers to come back to Australia, of course.
Right, obviously. Thanks very much for your time, and I wish you all the best with the rest of the tour in Australia.
Thank you very much, Joe. That's a
thank you.
Grazie hafna.
Let me say that. Let me practice. Grazie hafna. SBS.com.au